May 22, the purifying process. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. I am awakened at 12 o'clock to write out the instruction that has been given me. The words were spoken, I am the light of the world. Kindle your soul's light from the wisdom of human agencies, and your light will go out in darkness. Seek my wisdom, and you will be guided by an unerring counsel. This guidance it is the privilege of every child of God to have. Ask, and ye shall receive, but ask in faith, believing. Ask for that which is in accordance with the word of God. Believing, ye shall receive. Christ is the source of our strength. Let us study his teachings. In giving his only begotten Son to live in our world and to be subject to temptation, that he might teach us how to overcome, the Father has made ample provision that we should not be taken captive by the enemy. Meeting the fallen foe, Christ overcame in behalf of humanity. He was tempted in all points like as we are, but he resisted in the strength of divinity that he might be able to succor us when we are tempted. Becoming partakers of his divine nature, we are to learn to discern the temptations of Satan and in the strength of his grace overcome the corruptions that are in the world through lust. He who was once a sinful human being may be refined and purified through the imparted merits of Christ and stand before his fellow men as a laborer together with God. To the earnest seeker after God, the divine nature will surely be imparted. The compassion of Christ will certainly be vouchsafed. Satan is working with all his ingenuity to sidetrack souls. What shall we do? Let us believe that the Lord is willing to raise up and strengthen the weak. You will find your greatest strength in dwelling upon that which is spiritual. Let the sanctification of the truth of the Word of God be revealed in your life. Let this agency refine and ennoble the soul. The Lord would have his ministering servants walk humbly before him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:29-30. Letter 166, May 22, 1908, to W. W. Prescott, editor of the Review and Herald.